Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Before we get started on what we're going to be talking about today, I just wanted to bring some news to the front. Chinese and U.S. energy giants are teaming up to create clean coal. Duke Energy is working with the ENN and China Huaneng Group on technologies both to reduce fewer carbon emissions and to capture more of them. It's a big deal because China has always been a monster for environmental health, basically not helping it at all, and so this is a good step in the first good direction, and it creates new business. So just wanted to tell you that. Today we're actually going to be talking about MBAs. I'm a young entrepreneur, and when I graduate in a year, after I work for a little bit, I was considering going to get my MBA at possibly Babson or Duke University. The debate is whether or not, as an entrepreneur, do we really need an MBA, and should we pursue one? There's no right answer. It always depends on your personal situation, but some people say that no, you don't, because you're wasting time when you could be starting a business, and that you'll learn everything you really need to learn from hands-on experience rather than a textbook or a degree, and that people who have MBAs still don't know what to do as far as creating a business, and that real education comes from just going out and doing it. Some people say, yeah, it doesn't hurt because it gives you more well-rounded education, and it is something to use. Even though you don't have to impress employers, it's still good to have to impress investors and venture capitalists. But really, for me, I'm still up in the air about it. Part of me wants to go because I think it'll be good to have that extra education, and it's not like I can't start a business while I'm still in school. Even though it's a lot of money, basically, where I want to go, at least, it would put me over $100,000 in debt. So it's something to think about, definitely a big decision, because you could be working that off instead of going right into the field. If you have a good idea when you're out of college or before you go to grad school and it takes off, by all means, don't go to grad school to get your MBA. If you don't, or you're not sure what you're doing, or the economy's bad at the moment, go. Why not? If you save some money, get a loan, then go. I'm leaning towards going just because I want the experience and to get out there and see what they have to offer. But then, who knows? Maybe 1 year outside I won't, or a few years I won't. If I have a good idea, I probably might not. So it's really up to you guys, and I hope you really consider this when you're out there thinking about what you're going to do in the future and whether or not you're going to get an MBA. Or if you haven't been thinking about it, maybe you should. So, yeah, it's up to you guys. Go to my blog. I just moved my blog, actually, from where it was before to theworldclassexecutive.com. That's theworldclassexecutive.com. So go check it out. Tell me your comments on this podcast, if you think differently or the same. I really like to hear from you guys. All right, thanks.